A loving God created a killer jellyfish?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible-proclaiming ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, how could a God of love create something like a killer jellyfish?
Well, I admit many scoffers do ask this kind of question. They don't understand how the same God who made a once perfect world could make a creature that comes fully equipped to capture and kill. But Christians should remember that before the fall, humans and animals were in perfect harmony. It was the fall of Adam that brought death and suffering into this now groaning world. Keeping this in mind, there are several explanations for a jellyfish's built-in defense and attack structure. One explanation is that those things now used for defense and attack purposes could have had a different function before the fall. Another explanation is that genetically, the design information for such structures was already present before the fall, but wasn't switched on until after sin. You know, since God foreknew the fall, it's likely that he pre-programmed creatures, like the jellyfish, for the information needed to survive in a fallen world. But whatever the answer, we know one thing absolutely for sure. Before sin, everything, including jellyfish, was very good. Killer jellyfish today should remind us of how our sin has messed things up in this now fallen world.
One of the most asked questions we receive at the Answers Ministry is, where did Cain find his wife? For the full answer, read Ken Ham's free booklet at AnswersRadio.com.